Welcome to the Gray Mare Podcast, thoughts about writing, animals, life, and the fine art of aging cantankerously. I'm Anna Blake. Happy Thanksgiving. It's an American holiday, not my favorite one growing up. It took me until I was 45 to really get my head around what Thanksgiving meant. And now it's my favorite holiday. It's about the only holiday I celebrate, but that still doesn't lessen the fact it's my favorite. One of the things I love about Thanksgiving is that it's a day of low expectations. We eat and nap and say thank you. It makes Christmas seem like climbing Mount Everest. Thanksgiving is a great day. So today I'm going to read an essay from the Relaxed and Forward blog. If you've heard of me, it's because of my writing. I'm a horse trainer, but one without YouTube videos of bucking broncs. I write. Today I'm reading an essay about Thanksgiving, and instead of sharing it only to my Substack podcast of subscribers, I'm going to send it to everyone. So let your eyes rest. Let my voice tell the story. How the farm says thank you. It's Thanksgiving time, and I should write something special. But I feel kind of ordinary. All I can think about is how dry it is. Last week, a fire started on a neighbor's property. They got it under control quickly, but I stood with my mouth open, watching. I was frozen, knowing we were most likely safe, but still filled with dread. The drought is extreme, and we have almost no ground cover. I suppose that's a sort of backward good luck. Fire is bad enough, but in Colorado, it often comes with severe wind warnings. Soon the threat will be snow with severe wind warnings. It was time to finish winterizing the barn. Every year it changes because the herd is a year older. This year, the big gelding needs more room for overnight walking. The herd of geriatric llamas, who have always cushed out in the open, creating snowdrifts around themselves, have hijacked a stall and run. They did it midsummer, and I won't argue. And then there's me. I've undervalued my needs in the herd, but each year I get older, lugging buckets and bales. I have to get smarter about how I do things. As I look for the best solution for each herd member's needs, I add my own. Nature has taught me to value efficiency in the winter. Looking at my two small barns, I decide to flip the barn occupants one for the other. A big decision in our tiny lives. I started, as all good change happens, by adding a new gate. They are a luxury. In a ground blizzard, I bring the new one in to replace the gate that Edgar Rice Burroughs can open too easily. And he follows me, I swear, looking at the latch on the new gate while I'm still dragging it. I switch it under the watching eyes of this good donkey, a mini horse, a mare, and a goat who will soon be living somewhere else. They follow my work with quiet eyes. I forget the wrench I need, and they wander with me to go get it. Watching this mare, her stifle problem is finally visible. I think of the years vets told me she was fine, but I decided to believe her instead. It was a turning point for both of us. I tug the old gate over to replace a damaged gate in the other barn, congratulating myself for the sleight of hand. It's the trickle-down we all use when barn boots wear out. Then the good boots get demoted, nothing wasted. Being frugal is a matter of pride that the daughters of Depression-era parents learn young. The broken gate goes to the metal recycle pile. I'll use more gas than I get paid, but metal doesn't go into a landfill. I'm a steward of this farm and this planet. It all matters. Then I switch water tanks so there'll be a short tub in the place that the short horse will spend his nights. And might as well give all the tubs a good scrub while I'm at it. Hours pass doing unremarkable things. I get a length of fencing out of the storage area. It's 2 feet wide, having been cut in half for another repair a few years ago, but it's just what I need now to line the inside of that run. The llamas are all past their expiration date and thinner than I'd like, so they get pretty tasty supplements. Arthur the goat crawls under the fence panel, butts them out of the way, and steals their grain. That leg of his was badly broken when he was a kid, and it's fused. He's aged into a peg-leg pirate of a goat. Better for all that llamas have a goat-free zone. I use zip ties to attach the fencing, a step up from tying it with twine. Zip ties prove I'm capable of evolving, too. By now it's dusk, and I've tinkered the day away. It's time for alfalfa mush and fresh hay bags. Moving the horses from turnout to night shelter becomes an event, the geldings cantering into their new digs, sniffing the difference in the air. Our nervous bay horse is moving with more confidence, but the bite marks on the gray gelding means something is changing, and with his history of gastric issues, I'll keep an eye on him. For now, it's a celebration. In the other barn, just a few strides east, the 36-inch tall Minnie is standing his ground in front of the mare, who lifts her tail just because she must. The llamas hum as they eat. The goat butts at the fence separating him from his mislocated dinner. Edgar begins a series of heaving breaths, the precursor to his dinner bell bray. In a minute, all are settled to hay. A random snort, cocked hips, this daily meal so commonplace and routine that it would be easy to take for granted. But the sky is a peachy pink color that makes my breath catch in my throat. There is no romance to caring for horses, and each year the expenses increase. Hay prices go up, gates wear out, and 50-pound feed bags get heavier. Include the emotional cost of watching loved ones grow older. It's a sober moment, tallying all that has been paid for this simple, routine day. Have you ever wanted something so badly that the very word comes out of your mouth a full octave lower? And decades later, is it still so dear that you don't dare utter the sacred word? Home. It's 4:30 when I get back to the house. The sun is low and the temps have dropped below freezing. But the old dog greets me at the gate. Finney is the quintessential elder. Bad vision, bad hearing, bad back end. His moldy gray body bounces an inch in the air and comes down stiff-legged. He does this exactly once and then leads me to the house, stopping every step or two, disoriented. Recently, he lost his will to eat, a sure sign that the end is near. But I tried a simple trick. I warmed his dinner. It's a small favor that's made a difference for now. Some would say that animals aren't grateful for our toil, only beasts of the land. Some think we are on the edge of returning to the language we lost with civilization as our brains took over our senses. Read their body voice or calming signals. We understand movement is a message relating to their pain or need or anxiety. But calming signals reveal animals to be more eloquent than our language allows. if we listen to their stillness without guise or expectation. There is nothing ordinary in quiet moments, each holding our own autonomy while our shadows mingle on the ground. Silent breath, soft eyes, lateral ears denote infinite meaning in the absence of stress. Thanksgiving blossoms in silence. Gratitude is demonstrated by peace. That's the essay. That's how the farm says thank you. Much of my writing is about doing ordinary things on my farm, small things that add up to a rich life. Calming signals is something I'm grateful for. The understanding of calming signals has changed who I am as a trainer, but also who I am as a person. It's given me my childhood dream. That was all I wanted when I was little. I wanted to talk to animals, not like Dr. Doolittle. I wanted a literal conversation. And I'm grateful today for that communication with them. So, I remember a song that we used to sing in grade school. Do you remember it? Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifted snow. Oh, remember that silly song? My farm is that place. I'm not a grandmother. Kids don't come here. But my farm is that place. Home is that thing so precious that I can barely say the words. It's the blessing that I'm the most grateful for. And so today, this is my prayer for the homeless, that they find a warm and safe place soon. This is my wish for the rest of us that have our most basic need met. I hope that you love your home today, regardless of the trials and tribulations out in the world. I pray that you have companionship that makes you feel a part of life, not just human company, but the feeling of belonging in the natural world. That feeling of belonging to nature is what we get from animals. So, peace in your home. Let peace begin with us. Let us show it to nature's creatures as well as our neighbors on this beautiful planet Earth, which is our home. Thank you. Thanks for listening. This is an essay from my blog, Relaxed and Forward. I have 7 books available at online booksellers, and you can find me at annablake.com, relaxedandforward.com, or right here on Substack. Beware the gray mare.